Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. Hence he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. He is coming like the glory of the morning on the wave. He is wisdom to the mighty. He is honor to the brave. So the world shall be his footstool and soul of wrong his slave. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
You can be seated. Thank you. You got it from there? Okay. All right, hopefully at home you've had the opportunity to get your prayer list downloaded there. We've got some that we've removed from the list, and so you won't see some of those names, but we just want to take a brief moment to go through the names here. If you have any updates, please let us know. If you have any additions that we need to add, please let us know that also. So on our Highland Baptist Church family side, we have Carolyn and S.W. Stone. Brother Arthur Hargrove, it was great to see him here with us. Oh, and I forgot to mention, too, those are on the front rows if you need those in person. We do have the printed copies here down front. It was great to see Brother Arthur here this past Sunday for our 75th anniversary. Miss Betsy Farrell, Mark Raymond, Sandra Wells, Miss Jewel Farrell, Bill Warren, keep Rick German in your prayers, Miss Kay Williams, any update on her? Doing okay, so just continue to keep her in your prayers as she has those ongoing issues there. I remember Miss Amy Jackson, she had her immunotherapy treatment this past Friday. It was one of those where she has the double dosage deal, and she has not done good with that, has not been able to keep food down all weekend long, and then again through the first part of this week at least, she actually had to go back again. She went to the doctor yesterday to get IV and then went back again today to have some stuff done with her blood pressure, and so she's had a lot of effects from that. So keep her in your prayers that she'll be able to keep some food down this evening and tomorrow. I remember George Duncan. It was good to see him here this past Sunday also. If you didn't see, he did pop in this past Sunday. Brother Ken Tatum, he was here, him and Miss Diane. He's seems to be doing really good, but he still has days where he has the pain. I know he had taken some medication to make sure he got through the services Sunday with his back, so just continue to keep him in your prayers with all that. They're trying to figure out what to do with the vertebrae there that's way out of line there, and so he's got some upcoming issues that they're going to be looking at with that, as well as Miss Diane with her hip issues, and I believe she fell the other day also from what she had told me, so keep her in your prayers. Keep Miss Linda Miller in your prayers. Still waiting to find out some results there from her. Brother Gordon Jackson is recovering at home. Miss Linda Jones, she was here this past Sunday, so that was great to see her. Tommy did get into inpatient rehab at Trust Point Rehab in Murfreesboro, so keep him in your prayers as he'll be there for a little bit getting some therapy, but the surgery went well. He wasn't in any pain afterwards, and so we just pray that everything will continue to go well with that, and he'll continue to be able to get more muscle built up there to be able to get back to walking. So keep him in your prayers. And then also, if you'll remember Cindy Ingram, she was here, her and her husband also this past Sunday. So keep her in your prayers. And then Beth Kidd, she's recovering at home, as well as Jimmy Davis from his heart surgery. And so we praise the Lord that he's doing better also. Any other updates or any other additions for the family side? All right, on our friends and family side, we have the people of Ukraine, the people of Israel, the Meredith family. We have some new prayer requests that will be coming out this Sunday from them. So be sure to take a look at your bulletin when we put those new requests in. Continue to remember Katie Jo Bailey in your prayers with leukemia. Sarah Jernigan, she is the sister of Sherry Jernigan, who was one of our CDC teachers. She continues to have ongoing long-term issues there. Remember Buddy Saunders in your prayers, Charles Saunders' brother. Miss Mamie Thompson, this is Miss Amy Raymond's mother. Keep her in your prayers and the care that she's at there. Remember Ryan Bond, who has cancer, Yvonne Ortiz, Andy Taylor, Kay Goff, Crystal Schroyer, Barbara Prince, Mary Leibig, Pat and Carrie Robinson, and with Pat especially, he was one of the employees with USAID, so he no longer has a position at the end of September. So keep him in your prayers. His wife still works with the State Department and is still in Haiti or going back and forth to Haiti, so keep her in your prayers with all that and with all our government shutdown things and all those that are affected by that. Remember Virginia